begin my talk this morning by reading one of Shinran's Wasan. I feel that this is a particularly wonderful verse with which for us to begin the new year.
親鸞聖人のご和算をいただいて、これは本当にこの元旦にありがたいと私が思っておるご和算でございます。
I invite you to join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。When we say Namo Amida Butsu, Avalokiteshvara and Mahastama Prapta, together with Bodhisattvas as countless as the Ganges sands or as particles,Accompany us as shadows do things.
Namo Amida Bu o tono oreba, Kanon Seishi wa moro tomo ni Gosha Chinju no Bosatsu to Kage no gotoku ni Mini sonaeri to namanda butsu, namanda butsu, namanda butsu, namanda
butsu. Good morning, everyone. Minasan, ohayou gozaimasu.新年おめでとうございます。今年もよろしくお願いいたします。
I wish you all a happy new year and look forward to spending much time together here at the temple and wherever we shall meet in the coming year.
Did everyone have an enjoyable celebration of New Year's Eve last night?
皆さんは昨日もおみそかを楽しく過ごしましたか?
Anybody do anything special last night for New Year's Eve? Anybody get to stay up till midnight or later?Yeah, okay. Yeah, I can see. Mia, you look a little bit tired, yeah?
みんな昨日とても楽しく晦日を過ごしたと思います。
Did anybody have anything marvelous and magical happen last night?
なんか不思議なことが起こった方はおられますか?
Yeah. I'd like to share with you this morning a story. This is a traditional Japanese New Year's story.And it's a wonderful story to remind us the spirit of coming and passing the new year in the Buddhist tradition.
まあ今日は仏教の伝統的な日本のお話で新年を迎えたいと思います。
This is a story about of an elderly couple who lived in a rural part of Japan just outside a large city.
そしてこれはお年寄りの方がちょっと、まあ、町から離れてたところに住んでた方々でございます。
So this elderly couple was very poor. They didn't have a lot of money, they didn't have a lot of wealth, but they felt that they should do something to celebrate the new year. They thought, well, we should pound some mochi. That's a traditional mochi pounding, the thing that we do, pounding the rice. But they didn't have any rice.And so they're wondering, how are we going to get money to pound rice, to get rice so that we can pound it? And so the obachan, the wife of the elderly couple, she said, well, you know, I have some old clothes that I don't really wear anymore. They're nothing fancy, but they're still in good condition. We never use them, so why don't you take them into town and sell them, try to sell them.And if you can sell them, then we'll be able to buy some rice and be able to pound mochi to bring in the new year.
そして、まあ、おばあちゃんが私の古着を売って、その餅つきができるお金を集まってとおじいちゃんの方に言いました。
So the husband, the elderly gentleman, we'll call him Ji-chan. So Ji-chan then set out into town.His wife had wrapped up the clothes in a furoshiki, a traditional Japanese cloth, and he was carrying them into town, trudging through the snow. And as he walked through the snow, he walked past a line of 12 statues of the Bodhisattva Kshitigarbha, the Bodhisattva Jizo, Jizo Bosatsu.
そしておじいちゃんが町の方に向かうと、12人の地蔵菩薩の、お像がこう並んでたんです。
But it was snowing very heavily, and they were covered with snow.Their heads had a thick pile of snow on top of them.
たくさん雪が降ってたので、雪が頭に乗ってたんです。
And おじいちゃん saw this and he said, this is really unfortunate. These poor statues must be freezing. Jizo-sama here must be freezing. His head is covered in snow. And so he very kindly and respectfully brushed all the snow off the statues. And he apologized to them. He says, I'm sorry, I have no mochi to set out for you as osonai. You can see here we have our statue of the Buddha, and in front of that we have some mochi set out as a kind of offering, as a way of showing our gratitude. And so this oji-chan said, I don't have any mochi, but I'll make you some snowball dango. So he made a nice, he just took the snow and he piled up some beautiful dango, and it looks kind of like mochi. And so he stacked it up in front of each of the statues, and then he went on his way into town. そしておじいちゃんが、その地蔵様にお供えするお餅がないので、ちょっと雪の玉を作って、それをお供えして、また町の方に進みました。He got to town and he spent the whole day trying to sell these old clothes that his wife had offered to be sold so they could buy mochi. そして、一日中ずっとこの古着を売ろうとしたんです。But as he sat on the side of the street calling out to everyone, would you like to have a look at these clothes? Would you like to perhaps buy these clothes? I'll give you a very good price. No one paid attention to him because they were all rushing around trying to get all the things they needed for Oshogatsu. They were going, they're getting the vegetables, they were getting the sake, they were getting the groceries. It was like they were all rushing back and forth to Takahashi Market and Tsuruki Grocery Store and Nijiya to get all the things that they needed for Oshogatsu. Did anybody rush around yesterday? Yeah, I went to Tsuruki yesterday and there was a long line. So everybody's rushing around, right? And they're not paying attention. So by the end of the day, he still had this pile of clothing. で、皆さんお正月で忙しくて、誰もこの古着を買わないんですね。And at the same time, another elderly gentleman, walked up to him and he said, you know, I've been trying to sell these hats all day. No luck. How about you? Have you had any luck with your robes? He said, no, no one's bought anything. He says, yeah, nobody's buying today. He said, how about this? So neither one of us has to go back empty-handed. Why don't we trade? I'll take those clothes and you can have these hats. He had 11 of those hats, like the Shinran statue. Did you notice the Shinran statue as you came in? He wears a big round hat. It's like an umbrella. It's called a kasa. A kasa. It's the same word as umbrella. So he had 11 of these big okasa hats. And so Oji-chan said, okay, well, these are nice hats. I'll take them and maybe we can sell them some other time. So they made the trade and Oji-chan headed back home. そして、古着は全然売らなかったけど、その傘を売ろうとした方もおられて、そう、交換して、帰ろうとした。And as he was, passing back home, he walked again past those statues of Ojizo, and he saw that these, Jizo Bodhisattva statues, they looked like a line of little Buddhas, these 12 statues. Again, their heads were covered with snow. They looked very cold. So once again, he very, respectfully wiped off the snow. And this time he said, you know, why don't I give them these hats? So he had 11 hats. And so he put one by one, he wiped off the snow and he gave them the hats that he had. And then he said, there's one more that's missing a hat. So he took the hat from his own head and he put it on the statue. And he was apologizing. He said, you know, my hat isn't as nice as these new ones. It's kind of beat up and ragged, but it'll keep your head dry and warm, so I will share my hat with you. So he placed his hat on the 12th statue. And then he bowed very respectfully, and he returned home. そしておじいちゃんがこの10人の地蔵様を見たら、また雪が積もってて、その雪を払って、で、交換した傘を11個を全部地蔵様のために乗せて、でも12人の地蔵だったから、自分の傘からもあげて、そして、合唱して礼拝して帰りました。He got home to his wife that evening and he said, I'm very sorry. You know, I wasn't able to sell the robes and make any money. And she said, oh, that's fine, that's fine. But look at you, you're covered in snow. Your head is covered in snow. So she wiped off the snow. She brought him in. She said, let's sit down by the fire and we'll have a dinner. そして、その、こたつの、火鉢のところに座って、そして、食べようとしたんです。They had a very simple dinner of tsukemono, pickled vegetables, and hot water. そして、お湯と tsukemono の、まあ、素物な、ご飯を食べました。And then they enjoyed spending time with each other. They enjoyed talking. And then, as they got tired, they, climbed into their futons and went to sleep. そしてしばらく話したら、futonに入って寝るということですね。Then, just, As the morning was starting to come, it was still dark outside, but they heard this sound, yoi sa, yoi sa, and they heard this scraping sound outside, yoi sa, yoi sa.
そしてあのちょうど朝が明けようとしたまだ暗いうちに、こうよいさよいさという音を聞いて、なんかの滑ってる音をして、
and so this, おじいちゃん woke up his grandma and he said, What's happening?
おじいちゃんはばあちゃんを起きて、何が起こってるんでしょう。
So they very cautiously peeked out the window and they heard someone say, Where is grandpa's house? Where is that kindly old man who even gave us his own hat? Where does he live?
そして、おじいちゃんの家どこでしょう？自分の傘までくれたおじいちゃんの家はどこでしょう？という声をしました。
And they could see in front of their house, it was dark, but they could kind of see some motion and some things were piling up in front of their house.
そして、まだ暗かったけど、なんかが家の前に置いてる感じがしました。
And then just as the daylightwas breaking and it was getting bright outside, they saw this big pile of rice and miso and vegetables and all the foods they would need to properly observe the Oshogatsu New Year's Day celebration.
そしてちょうど明るくなったところで、たくさんのお味噌と、お米と野菜、全部、正月の必要なものが揃ってたと気づいたことが、見えたことがありました。
And off in the distance, they could see 12, it looked like Buddhist monks, it looked like maybe even Jizo-sama, walking away with the hats on.
そして、遠いところで少し見えて、12人のお坊さんか、もしかして Jizo-sama の方が、傘をかけて歩んでたことがありました。
So what did they do?They took the rice right away. They steamed it, just like we steamed rice here a couple weeks ago for mochitsuki. They steamed it. They got out their mallet and their kine and their usu, their mallet and their bowl, and they pounded the rice. And then they took it to those Jizo statues, and along with a sample of all the other things, they set it in front of the statues to show their gratitude for all the things that they had received that previous year.
そして、早速、餅をついて、餅と、もらった、いろいろなおいしい食べ物を地蔵様の前にお供えして、手を合わせて1年間を今まで1年間をいただいたことの感謝を持って礼拝しました。
Said then they continued to care for those statues and they continued to live happy and bountiful lives.
そしてそれを引き続き、またこのおじず様 のお像を拝んで、引き続いて幸せに暮らしてたと言われます。
So this is a wonderful story and it tells us, it gives us a wonderful message of how we might bring in the new year ourselves.
これは私たちのお正月を迎えることについての本当に有意義なお話だと思います。
So why have we come here to the temple this morning?
なぜこのお寺に集まっているでしょうか。
So we're gathered here not to ask for the protection, not to request the support or to pray for something we want this year or to ask the Buddha to give us something.
まあ確かに私たちここに集まっていている仏様にお願いするために集まっているではないでしょう。
We come here because we're grateful for all that we have already received.
まあ、いろいろいただいたことを感謝しているから、ここに集まっていただいているんですね。
We already receive the protection of the Bodhisattva Jizo, Avalokiteshvara, Seishi, Kannon Bosatsu, Seishi Bosatsu, countless Bodhisattvas, as many as the sands of the Ganges River, are constantly protecting us as we say Namo Amida Butsu. This is what the message that Shinran Shonin shares with us.That I read this morning at the start of my talk.
まあそのガンジス川の砂の数より多い菩薩様が常に私たちを見守っているので、私たちはここに仏様のお願いするために集まっているんではないですね。
To be protected by the bodhisattvas doesn't mean that difficult things won't happen to us this year, that we won't have hard times.
まあ菩薩様に守られているというのは、私が困難とか難しいことに合わないという意味ではないですね。
To be protected by the bodhisattvas means that we have the strength of the wisdom and the compassion of the Buddha, of the awakened ones, with us at all times as we live hearing the Nembutsu and hearing the Dharma.
菩薩に守られているというのは常に仏様の知恵と慈悲の力が私たちの身について力強く暮らせるようになっているということですね。
So we're able to live each year with confidence, with joy. As we look to the coming year, we can feel complete peace of mind, knowing that, well, we'll certainly have many good times, we'll likely have some difficulties as well. But having the teachings of the Buddha, having the Nembutsu there to sustain us and support us, will make it possible for us to live joyfully, no matter what the coming year brings.
そしてお念仏というのは常に私たちが仏様の知恵と慈悲をいただきながら暮らすので楽しいことは確かに今から1年間あるんですけどおそらく難しいこともあるかもしれませんがその難しいことがあっても元気よく力強く幸せに暮らせるのは念仏が私たちの身につくという力でございます。
So once again, I'd like to thank you all for gathering this morning. I'd like to thank you for all that you've done for myself and for my family over the past year, and the ways in which you've cared for and sustained the Sangha. And I look forward to another year of spending time here together and enjoying the teachings of the Buddha, celebrating the Nembutsu, and deepening our friendship as we welcome 2015.
そしてこれから1年間またくれぐれ一緒にここに集まっていただいて仏様の身を教えを聞いて楽しい仲間と過ごせてお互いに念仏を喜ぶ一年間を本当に楽しみにしております今年もどうぞよろしくお願いいたします
I invite you to join me in 合唱合唱をお願いします
ナモアミダブツナモアミダブツナモアミダブツナマンダブツナマンダブツナマンダブツナマンダブツナマンダブツ